Let's get more now with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Republican and chair of the Homeland Security Committee, which oversees Border Patrol. Senator, what needs to happen for our overwhelmed system?
Well, I certainly understand what we need to do to reduce the flow of people coming in as unaccompanied children and members of the family unit. We need to change that first hurdle rate on an asylum claim. We're not exactly sure how many really are valid asylum claims, but the current stats say it's maybe about 15%, and yet we let in probably over 90% of people just on that basic low hurdle rate on an asylum claim. And so what that does, because it's so overwhelmed our system, it just incentivizes more and more people to come in because they realize if you come in as an unaccompanied child or as a member of family, you get waved through customs and you're home free. And we simply don't have the court facilities to adjudicate these claims rapidly enough. And if we don't detain somebody, we only are able to remove about 7% of people that we don't detain. Yeah. And so that's just fueling the crisis. And as of the end of June, 9 months into this fiscal year, we're almost at 500,000 unaccompanied children, but people mainly coming as a family unit, illegally being apprehended versus 120,000 the entire year of 2014 when President Obama declared that a humanitarian crisis. So I think the good news is I haven't heard a Democrat say that this is a manufactured crisis in a couple of months. Right. The numbers are simply too overwhelming.
All right, but nothing seems to get done, though. This just seems to be no relief, and it's horrible story after horrible picture, and I know there's plenty of blame to go around, but, I mean, how come we don't have a solution yet?
Well, because there's a political impasse on this. I don't want to be pointing fingers, but the fact of the matter is our Democrat colleagues aren't real interested in a solution. You see their presidential candidates literally advocating open borders and incentivizing people of Central America to come in because we'll give you free health care, too. Talk to working families who have seen their premiums double, triple, and quadruple on the individual market that we're going to give and offer free health care to people coming to this country illegally. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So we need to end those incentives. One of the things I'm working on with Democrat senators is something I'm calling Operation Safe Return, a program that would rapidly and more accurately determine those families that clearly don't have a valid asylum claim and safely return them home to Central America as a deterrent, as a consequence. Basically a message to human traffickers and people in Central America, don't mortgage your future to human traffickers. Don't mortgage your house. Don't give them a year's worth of salary or just indent yourself to these human traffickers because horrible things are going to happen to you. So that's hopefully one positive result we can get within the next couple of weeks, a letter of support to DHS for Operation Safe Return.
Speaking with Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin. He's also chair of the Homeland Security Committee. All right, what would you do? Put those folks on a plane or bus them back?
What you do is you squeeze out all the inefficiencies out of our adjudication process right there at the border, adjudicate their claim quickly, find out those that clearly don't have a valid asylum claim, and safely return them by plane to Central America. Working with those governments down there, you know, there's nothing good for Central America of depopulating their countries. There was a study done in Guatemala that said a third of Guatemalans intend to migrate to the U.S. That'd be close to 6 million people. Jeez, that's not good for Guatemala. It's certainly not good for the U.S.
Could we adjudicate more quickly based on this $4-plus billion that's been approved to add judges to the system? Is that what could happen?
Well, unfortunately, that is money just trying to handle the humanitarian crisis, primarily going to HHS for more bed space for unaccompanied children, some to DHS to bolster the resources they have on the border. But again, Border Patrol is all about rapidly processing those people, turning them over to ICE and then over to HHS, or just, you know, really what we're doing is dispersing people into America. We are in full catch and release, which again is further incentive for more people to come.
Senator, some say there's no political will to fix this because it's a valuable campaign talking point.
Policymakers get the will is to have public pressure applied to finally fix this problem. The problem we have is we have too many elected officials, again, beating up on Border Patrol who, you know, listen, there are always some bad apples in every barrel, but my interaction with Border Patrol, these are men and women of real compassion and courage trying to deal with an overwhelming situation. So we need to stop politicizing this problem, recognize it as a problem, do the root cause analysis, understand what's going to take to solve the problem. And again, it's We have to look at that initial asylum standard that we've set way too low, which just allows people in, and look at the real reality of the situation. One of the things I tell people like AOC or Democrat senators or journalists that criticize Border Patrol for the horrendous conditions is, how would you handle a group of 1,000 people coming in, 700 a day in a small El Paso sector, over 2,000 a day in the McAllen, Texas sector? How would you handle 2,000 people a day? You know, in May, which was our high water mark, it was 4,600 people coming in illegally in the southwest border. 4,600 people a day. That's a caravan a day. How would you handle that flow? And then, by the way, once you take care of 4,600 people one day, you got to start all over the next day. So there's nothing easy about this. So we have to first recognize the overwhelming, out-of-control nature of this problem so people come to their senses and realize, yeah, this is something we really need to fix. And, of course, the goal of our policy should be to reduce that flow.
Well, I think AOC is about to make it harder. She wants to get rid of not only ICE but now Homeland Security, I believe.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of people are not listening to AOC, but unfortunately she's got an amazing Twitter following. That's a whole different subject in terms of our current education system.
We're speaking with Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin. He's also chair of the Homeland Security Committee. For the border situation at this point, the summer, things tend to slow down. But is the message being received back in, say, Central America, Guatemala, El Salvador, that people are dying because conditions are overwhelming at the U.S. border in some of these stations?
No, I think the message being received in Central America is it's worth the risk. Listen, I'm fully sympathetic with the lack of economic opportunity, the drug cartels, the extortionists down in Central America, not a real livable place in many areas in Central America, not universally, but in many areas. And so I understand the desire of people to come up here, and because of our broken system, they realize that once they get here as an unaccompanied child or as a part of a family unit, they're home free. They get to stay. And so what more Americans have to understand is the evil, wicked business model of human traffickers. We had a hearing with the Homeland Security investigation telling us about a child that was sold for $84 to an adult to be able to use them to come across the border and exploit our system. So because of our broken system, it is sustaining that wicked business model.
Give me a quick couple of comments here on the president apparently not pursuing the citizenship question on the census, but maybe seeking another means, whether it's executive action or some other method. How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, I support him. I mean, Congress gave the administration pretty much carte blanche authority for designing the census question. We asked about citizenship up to 1950 on the ordinary census and then on the long-form census ever since then. So there's nothing wrong about that. We had... This actually comes under my committee's jurisdiction. We had one of the acting directors of the census come in talking about that. He didn't really feel it was going to suppress people actually responding to the census. So to me, this is a solution in search for a problem. I just don't understand the controversy, quite honestly.
Should it be done separately from the census if it's not on the census?
No, I mean, you got to do it at the same time. Taking the census is an enormously expensive undertaking. Asking an extra question does not add much to the expense, but if you asked it separately, that'd be a big expense. So you better do it all at one time.
Thanks, Senator. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.